Bryden, it certainly looks like you enjoyed yourself out there with the bat today. You played some lovely shots. It was nice to watch.
Yeah, very good. Good to be back out playing, good to be back out batting. And I think the time off where I could focus a bit more on my batting proved today, and then very glad that I could contribute to the team.
Tell us why you've been away from the scene for such a long time this season. Has it been the foot again?
No. I had a stress fracture in my back at the start of the season. Very, very frustrating. It's been a very stop-start season, up and down, a long road to recovery. But I'm glad that I'm back, and I seem to have done all the right things to get back playing. This winter is going to be a very important one for me, with me being here all winter. I think previous years I've gone back to South Africa for 2 months, but I think if I'll benefit a lot more if I'm here for 5 months, getting a full winter in the gym.
A frustrating two seasons, really, because it was a stress fracture in your foot last year, which curtailed you halfway through that campaign just when you were getting going.
Look, like I can say, the last 2 years have been very up and down, very stop-start, frustrating. But I've got to take it with a pinch of salt, and I've got to find ways how I can get stronger in that. And look, I'm still young, and I know that over the next 6 months to a year, it's going to be vitally important that I get as much cricket as I can under my belt. And that's going to start now in the winter. And it really has started over the last 6 weeks.
It's a difficult situation for some young bowlers. You're prone to back injuries, and we've seen this similar situation with Gavin Mayne. Adam Hickey's been injured as well, and difficult to try and prove your worth to a team when you're off out of the picture and on the sidelines for so long.
It can be. It's difficult when you're not playing, because you cannot, you don't have anything to show for it. But now I've got to prove to myself and prove to everyone else that if I do stay fit, and I can stay fit, that I can string through a couple of good performances with bat and ball.
You got off to a flyer this morning. There was a lovely cover drive for 4, then a lovely flick off the hips for 6. Got up to about 45 and then really took your time in getting over the line, didn't you? There wasn't any sort of rush job or anything like that. It was methodical, and you were determined to get there, your first half century.
Yes, no, very determined. I didn't want to throw it away. I got a bit twitchy when we only had 2 wickets left, but I had faith in Rashi and Bunny, and glad to get there eventually.
There was one where I think you tried to smash it into next week, and Graham Onions came down the track and had a word with you and told you to calm down.
Yeah, Bunny just said, look, man, you don't have to rush, you can take strike, and we'll just keep batting from there.
It's interestingly poised, this one. It could still go either way tomorrow. I mean, somebody's pointing out to us tonight this was a wicket used for the T20 International at the weekend. In theory, it's 7 days old tomorrow, although it hasn't had 7 days worth of cricket on it. But chasing 264, not going to be easy, is it?
It's not going to be easy, but I think tomorrow the first hour is going to be important. If we can get through the first hour and string through together a couple of partnerships, I think that will put us in a good position. Like we've seen over the last 3 days, there's been times, even today, when I had a word with a couple of the lads where things were moving slowly, partnerships were building. But as we've seen, one wicket brings two, and two can often bring 3 and 4, yeah? So I think it's important that we string your partnerships together tomorrow, and if we do that, I have no doubt that we'll get over the line.
Yeah. Luke Wells, I think everybody will be glad to see the back of him from a Durham point of view this season. He's got another half century today. It's his 4th in 4 innings against Durham. He's converted 3 of those into centuries as well, and got off to the best of starts. Sussex with their 2nd innings, 100-run partnership with him and Harry Finch. The first time they've done that this season.
Yeah, look, it's the first time I've seen him today or this game, and he does. He looks a very good player, and I think we were glad to see the back of him cheaply when he got to 50. So I think that was a big moment in the game as well.
An intriguing fourth day. Get yourselves down. That would be the message. I think the weather's going to hold, and we managed to get a full day in today as well.
Yeah, well, if the weather held today, I have no doubt it'll hold tomorrow, because there were a lot of black clouds around today where I thought we'll be off in any minute. So the lads will be determined to get the score tomorrow, and hopefully we'll get over the line.